My Shirt by J.M. Seaborn. Please note that this story uses the word daddy as an honorific, and everybody in this story is a consenting adult. She doesn't have to be up yet. She's still in bed, one leg hanging invitingly outside of the blanket. I have to ignore it because I'm late for work, and there is no time to climb back into bed and add to the bruises I gave her last night. I've showered, and I've pulled on my trousers, and I stand bare-chested, about to get ready for work. I can feel her watching me with sleepy, lustful eyes. It's so strange how she likes to watch me dress. Pick what shirt I wear today, I say. That smile. She chooses the blue shirt. She always chooses the blue shirt. I pull it from the wardrobe and I remove it from the hanger. I slide my arms in and I pull the material tight across my shoulders. She watches me, unblinking, as my fingers nimbly dance up the buttons. She watches me tuck it in. She watches me slide the belt through the loops and fasten the buckle. She watches me put on my shoes, watches me choose a blazer to go over my shirt. I'm ready. I walk over to her and I kiss her forehead, and then me and my shirt leave for the day. I wear my shirt on the train where I read messages from her telling me that she misses Daddy and he should come back to bed. I wear my shirt as I swipe my pass into the office and force myself not to turn heel and run back to her. I wear my shirt and I work. I write emails in my shirt and I chair meetings in my shirt and I approve reports and chat about great telly with colleagues in my shirt. And she sends me a picture of her thighs, and I make an excuse to leave the people so I can go to the bathroom and look at them in my shirt. And I close the door and I open her message and I pull out my dick in my shirt. I look at her legs clad in tights and I hold my breath and choke my cock and try to be quiet as I imagine my whole weight crushing her while I pump warm cum into her needy cunt. In my shirt. I think about her calling me daddy, and I think about the smell of her cunt on my beard, and I think about the flesh of her ass in my bear claw of a hand, and I sweat, and I growl, and I swear in my shirt. I soak the tissue in warm cum, and grit my teeth to stop myself moaning her name. And I clean up, and I feel calm. And I wish I could feel the weight of her head on my shirt. I leave and I rejoin the office. And I play the part of a capitalist wage slave. I manage not to obsess over her too much. And I make it to the end of the day in my shirt. And I battle through trains again in my shirt. And I get home and she's home early. And she's on her knees. Looking up at me in my shirt. I close the door, and there is no world but this one. This world with the sound of the belt now sliding back through my belt loops, with the rise and fall of my chest, my stretched fingers, my stiffening dick, the bruises I'll paint on her, the things I'll make her say, and my shirt. I'm going to overwhelm her. I'm going to bury my tongue in her asshole and taunt her for liking it so much. I'm going to pull her hair as she rides my dick and tells me that she loves me. I'm going to spit in her mouth and call her a good girl. But first, my shirt. I undo the buttons and I tell her to stand and walk over to me. I take off my shirt and I hold it up. She leans into it and smells it before releasing the sexiest of sighs. She claws at it and smiles in a way that would make me jealous of my shirt if it were another man. She slides her hands into the sleeves and pulls on my shirt. It drowns her with folds and length and my scent. She falls to her knees and raises her chin, offering her face to her daddy, to use as he sees fit. The things we will do. She looks drugged, brainwashed, obedient, devoted. She'll wear it now. She'll sweat into it now. It's no longer my shirt. It's her shirt. And she'll pick another one tomorrow. If you like that, you can find more of me at writteninkink.com and more porn read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.